Parshas Vayishlach, Beis Tfila, Tofshin Ein Zayin. In this week's parsha, Esav is coming with 400 men, and Yaakov sends a message to Lavan, to Esav, and says, Yaakov, Im Lavan Garti, Ve'echara Dato. What does it mean, Im Lavan Garti? Says Rashi, Garti is the kamatria of Tariag. Kleimar, Im Lavan Harosha Garti, Ve'tariag Mitzvah Shomarti, I kept the Tariag, but I didn't learn from his bad ways. It seems to be a bit superfluous. If you kept the Tariag mitzvahs, obviously you were not imitating Lavan's ways. It's like a person saying, I kept the Tariag mitzvahs and I didn't eat pork. Obviously, if you kept the Tariag, you didn't eat pork. A person will say, I kept the Tariag mitzvahs, and there's also Shema Shabbos. Obviously, if you kept the Tariag mitzvahs, that entails your Shema Shabbos. Why is Yaakov saying, Tariag mitzvahs shamarti, v'lo lamarti ma'aseh v'aroyim? It's superfluous. Yes? Oh, here we go. Very good. Excellent. I saw in the Sefer Oros from Zadel Epstein, was the Mashgiach of Torah Or, and he says, yes, it's possible to keep the Tariag mitzvahs and still be an evil person. How can that be? Because the Ramban teaches us there's a concept called novel Bershus HaTorah. A person could be a novel, bad person, Birshus HaTorah, with the Torah's permission. They'll still be licensed by the Torah. How could that be? A person who makes sure to eat only glat kosher. All the food he buys is glat kosher from the best kosher possible. And he mitzes it again. But still, he could eat like a fresser. He could be engrossed in Taivas Achiran, thinking all day all about the food he's going to eat. Where's the best restaurant in town? Where's the most delicious new food that can be thought of? It's all mutter. You cannot say he's doing something wrong. He makes a bracha rishona, he makes a bracha achrona, he has a shiur kdei svia, kdei svia l'kol ha'deis l'kol ha'shitas. Yet, that's not a Torah life. It's a novel Bershus HaTorah. A person who claims to be Mechabed Shabbos, but he's eating like a fresser, he's eating non-stop. Don't say it's Kavod Shabbos. It's Taivas Achila. A novel Bershus HaTorah. A person gets married. It's a mutter, it's permitted, it's a mitzvah. But if that's what he's involved in all day with mice and noshim, all day and all night, that's his life. It's all mutter, as long as the only issue is with a lady who's an erva to you. That lady is not an erva, your wife, then mutter. But if it's done, if that's his life, that's what he's living day and night, he's a novel. Bershus HaTorah. So therefore, says Yaakov to Esav, Tariag mitzvah shamarti. True, but that's not enough. Maybe I'm still a novel. Maybe I'm still a lovon. No, v'lo lamadti mimaisav aroyim. Not only did I keep the letter of the law, but also I kept the spirit of the law. And the spirit of the law of Torah is to behave in an elevated life. not just to follow the letter. There's a way, it's surah, how to live. And I kept that as well. Zoizog, the Sefer Oros, Pshat in Rashi. I personally have a little problem with that. Because he's quoting a Ramban. What made the Ramban comment to tell us about the novel B'shus HaTorah? It's a mitzvah called Kedoshim to you. Part of the Tariag is to be Kedoshim. To be a Kodesh, don't live a life of Gashmias, of Artsias, of Taivas. We're supposed to elevate ourselves. Everyone to his level. No. So it's also part of Tariag. I say Rashi Shitose. Ah, Gavaldi. Good. Ah, yeah. Rashi Shitose. He says very good. Rashi Deshim to you is a riot. It's very good. Rashi Shitose doesn't hold it's the mitzvah of Deshim to you. You could still be noble B'shus HaTorah. It's not part of Deshim to you. Only except for riot. It's a very good Rashi Shitose you put in. Very good. Shkoyach. Good issue. Thank you. Rather, let us remember again what Rabbi Chanan writes that the Chofetz Chaim told him. The Chofetz Chaim said to Rabbi Chanan, tell Jat, Yaakov was saying, Tayag mitzvah shamarti, veloyla matim maisev roim, chaval. Chaval, I missed the opportunity. I blew it. I didn't learn from Lavan's pathways. I only kept the Tariag, but I missed that one. I was focused on the Tariag. I missed learning from the bad ways of Lavan. What's there to learn from Lavan? We can learn the same passion, the same determination that the Rishoyim do the Averas. We need to adopt that energy into our mitzvah. Look at the way the fans, look at the way they're excited when they're watching their team play. Wow, they're on fire. They're on fire, they're screaming, they're so excited. And when their team loses, they're so upset, they're so, they're partial, they don't know what, their life is over. Can you imagine, you learn the sugya, you have a kasha, whoo, it should be the same thing, it should be the same pain. This Ashver Sugya, then when you get it, it should be the same Simcha. That's how it should be. Yes?
The Lashon of Rashi is below the Maritim Masadar.
Yes? Right?
He didn't say, I did very good, and I also didn't adopt the ways of Lavan.
Not the ways, Chasvish Chalila.
He's saying, I didn't even right. learn. Meaning, I didn't even want to associate at all to even say, oh, I'm just gonna read it, but I'm not gonna adopt it. He's like, we don't even read fear. He's saying that I completely maybe, but completely blocked myself out from even learning these ways, even though of course my intention would not be adopted. It's a step further than that.
What's the necessity to emphasize that? Does the Nafi say, keep the Tariag?
I was active in blocking myself up from his ways because they're very influential. I didn't even want to learn that. Does the Lamada team have an implication of adopting the ways or just learning?
You're saying good. Oh, not arguing.
Learn kay. Torah and then not do mitzvahs.
Okay, so you're explaining that in the negative. Lord Mati Maisrov, I kept away. Chofetz Chaim is saying it's inactive. Saying I didn't learn from Esav Roim. Why is he saying that? He's giving a compliment to Esav. He's telling Esav, you know, I have something to look up to you. I have something to learn from you. There's something you could teach me. That's what Chofetz Chaim said. The passion for the Averas is something we need to bring into our mitzvahs as well. Chas v'shalom, not for the same result that they're getting, but for our. We need to be as excited to do a mitzvah as they are excited when they do an avera. I must say, I get chalishus hadas when I travel on a plane. I try to utilize my time. No, I have a daf to do, other things. I'm telling you, it takes an effort. There are lots of distractions. Every time they come, you got drinks, duty free, lots of distractions coming. You know what? Everyone else around me, they glued to the screen. It's unbelievable. Hours and hours hasmoda neuro. Mamash, they don't know b'chal. It's mamash like Yaakovinu, Tomim b'shem Eva. They have no idea what's happening around. They're mamash glued to the screens. Ramach evarim shasagidim. And you know, after they kach, that even when they go, sometimes they have to go to the bathroom because they're not a malach. But even going to the bathroom in 2 minutes, from any bittul, they press the button to stop the screen so that you know they won't be any hefset. The mamash are smaller than the rest, they come back, it's in the same place, gewaldig. I get chalishas adas. Why isn't my daf as exciting? My daf should also be as exciting that I can't take my eyes off. I travel on the bus, there's so many distractions, it's a battle. All the guys next to me, the kids, they glued to the screens from the beginning of the journey till the end. Like posik, poor me mikirse, like posik ene. Unbelievable. So we need to find a way to make the Torah as exciting, as attractive, as they have for their shtusim. Yaakov gets attacked by the Malach. They have a fight. And Yaakov manages to overpower the Malach. And the Malach says, "Vayoymer shalcheni ki olo ashacha." The defeated Malach says, "Request from Yaakov, send me away, let me go. Because dawn has risen." Vayoymer, says Yaakov, lo yashalechacho. No, I'm not sending you away. Kiim berachtoni. Only if you will bless me. Vayoymer lov mashimcho. Vayoymer Yaakov. Vayoymer lo Yaakov yomer or chimcho. Kiim Yisrael. Ki soriso em elokim vim anoshim vetuchal. Vayvorech oisoy shom. What's happening? What is the Malach's request? What is Yaakov demanding back from the Malach? And again it says, Vayivorech Oyser Shom. Says Rashi, that when he was asking for Shalcheni Ki Olo HaShachar, says Rashi, V'tzorech Ani Eloim HaShiro B'yoim. I have to say Shiro, let me go. I need to go up to Shemayim to say Shiro. That was pushing the Malach, says, let me go. Yaakov says, no, I want you to bless me. Bless me about what? I want you to be moided to the brachas. You are upset that I took the brachas from Esav. I want you to be moided on the brachas. And the Malach said, okay, when Hashem will change your name, I'll be there. I'll greet your new name. That you won't be called Yaakov, that notion of stealing. Because Yisrael, I'll be murdered. And Yaakov said, no, I'm not asking now. Rashi brings down. Bocho HaMaloch. The Malach was crying, Vayishchan, and was begging Yaakov. He said, Hamteni, wait for me. When Hashem will change your name, I'll be there. Val korcho yoyto le, v'lo yotza Yaakov. Yaakov was not interested. Val korcho yoyto le yolem. And the Malach had no choice. He was begging, and Yaakov didn't agree. Now you have to be moed in the brachas. What was the push? Why was the Malach so desperate to say Shira? The desperation to say Shira made the Malach give in on everything. Why was he so desperate to say Shira? Says Yonasan ben Uziel, that from the day the world's been created, it's never been my turn to say Shira, only today. It was the Malach's first chance to say Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That made him desperate. That made him, he gave everything up to be released, So you can go and say Shira. What's the message to us? We can see the schus of saying Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Psukei de Zimra, praising Hashem. In Parshas Kisavai, on a pasuk, for the sitcha elyoin al kol agoyim, asha osa, l'sihira u'l'shem u'l'sifares. Hashem gave us, elevated us over all the nations, l'sihira, praise, u'l'shem, and the name, u'l'sifares, and what? Show, sifares. Sorry?
Splendor.
Says the Baal HaTurim. Says the Baal HaTurim, Mash Yisrael Meshapchim Umehalalim Hashem. What we praise Hashem is our splendor. And that's what Chazal tell us. That when we come to Shamayim, we'll be given a crown. Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyis HaTorah B'roish Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Hashem will be our crown. Which crown? The same Torah that we praised Hashem, He'll give it back to us. The praise, the splendor we give Hashem will be turned to us. Aval, says the Baal HaTurim. Misha sach sicha schudim v'peis ha-kneses. People talk during davening. They're not praising Hashem. Mekifin loy kol gufim v'koytzim. Their body was surrounded by thorns. Because we have Shir Ashirim, and versus that we have Kol Hasirim. To Kol Hasirim, which is the sound of thorns. So the message for us is to appreciate the Schus, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Malach gave everything up to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we praise Hashem, that's how it gets returned to us. So it's good to appreciate, come on time, and daven properly. V'yakov nosa sukoiso. V'even loy bois. V'lemikneo sa sukois. Yaakov builds the sukois. He builds a house. And his sheep, he builds sukkos. Seems to be very, very superfluous pasuk, very uninteresting. Until we meet the Targum Yonason. Says the Targum Yonason, what house was he building? Ovanara Bei Midrasha. The house he built was the Beis HaMedrash. Says Rav Yoshev, in the Sefer Divrei Agada, says Rav Yoshev, there's an amazing message over here. For the sheep, he built sukkahs. Adiras Arai. What is a sheep? A person's livelihood. Your sheep you have, maybe a factory, maybe it's a skyscraper in Manhattan. That's your sheep. But for the sheep, you build a sukkos, a diras arai, a temporary dwelling. But the Beit Midrasha, the place of the Torah, the place of your mitzvahs, there it's a bais, called a binyan kva, a permanent dwelling. Why is that the case? Why would you call my skyscraper Manhattan? Huge. It can stand against anything except for crashing planes. But besides that, why you call that Arai? Yes. Why is it Arai? Because, very simple, when a person passes away, Ein milavi no la'adam, all the kesef and the zav doesn't take with him. It's all left behind. There are no pockets in the burial shrouds. What do you take with you? For Netzach. Your Torah and your mitzvahs you take with you. So therefore, all your sheep, it's all Arai. We only have it till we pass on. But the Torah and the mitzvahs we do, that we have forever. Therefore, the Beit Midrasha, he made a bais, a binyan keva. But for the sheep, his livelihood, his money, his assets, It was a sukkahis, a diras arai. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says. On a similar note, in the end of this week's parasha, we meet the kings. At the end of the parasha, we have all the kings. Eila melochim asher molchu beretz Edom. Various kings of Edom. One of them is called Hadad ben Bedad. The very end of the parasha. Hadad ben Bedad. I saw Rav Volbin in a Sefer Shurei Chumash quoting from the Ramchal in a Sefer called Yalkut Yediyah Yisayemes. Apparently the Ramchal explains the following. Hadad is Lashon of Simcha. Hey Dad. In Hebrew is Hey Dad is hello, let's have fun. Hey Dad. Hey Dad. A Simcha. Having a party. Drinking. Hey Dad, very, very happy. It's Hoilulus. And after that, when you wake up, it's Ben Bedad. You feel by yourself. See what I have out of it. Hey Dad, these are Malchei Edom, which is Simcha of Guf. You left with Bedad. And people have downs, and people. Well, when you have holidays at the end of the week, then people are more likely to commit suicide because they feel nothing. There's nothing there. Their life is empty. Someone told me his worst day of the week is Sunday. He hates Sundays. This is in Chutz Oretz. He has nothing to do. He feels so empty. During the week he's busy, but Sunday he's like he has nothing to do and he feels terrible. So hey Dad, but just Simcha of Hoilulus, Simcha of Guf, it leads to Ben Bedad. You feel by yourself, you feel there's nothing, you have nothing. Yaakov, after the story of Shechem, Yaakov was upset. In Perek Lamed Dalet, says Yaakov to Shimon Levi, "Acharotem oisi lavisheni b'yoshev aretz, baknani b'prizi. You put me in mortal danger. This massacre you did. They're going to get up together, all our neighbors, with the United Nations together, with the Russians, with everyone. They're all going to, the allies, all going to come and kill us. Danim is same as spar. We're so small. Venes walai v'ikuni. They're going to come and smite me." Vinishmadati Anil Basi. What you did, this was against the international law, war crimes. What have you done? Put me to danger. They're going to come and gang up against us. And we're so small. That's what he tells Shimon Levi. Straight after that, Hashem says, Yaakov, build him his Beach. And Yaakov instructs his family, "Vayomer Yaakov el Beisai, v'kol ha'shehimai, hesiru es Elohei hanechor asher b'seichachem. Remove your foreign gods. Vitaru v'achlifusim l'seichem." Yaakov instructs his family, everyone has treasures they got from Shechem. It entails avodah zarah, it entails Isura and Nor, things not allowed to have benefit from. Out. Take it out of the pockets. Take it out. Hasiru Elohei Nechor. And indeed, the Mishpacha, they gather it together and they bury it. Like you do with Avodah Zarah. Vayisu. They travel. Vayihi chitas Elohim alo'orim asher sivritzeim. There was a heavenly fear on the surrounding cities. They didn't run after Yaakov. That's what the Torah tells us. There was a chitas elokim, a heavenly fear on the surrounding areas, and Baruch Hashem, they didn't come running after Yaakov. What is this heavenly fear? Where did it come from? Says the Malbim. The Malbim on the Chumash. The Chidas Elokim was their Yira Shomayim. Their Yira Shomayim that they displayed when they gave up the Elohei Nechor, when they gave up all the Kesef and the Zohar that wasn't right. That Yiras Elokim was transmitted to the Goyim and they had Yiras Yisrael. The same Yira they had to keep Hashem's word, the same fear was beamed to the nations to have fear of Am Yisrael, and it didn't start up. It's a Midah connected Midah. It's an amazing message over here. Message is, if we see that we're surrounded with a billion Arabs, so many enemies, how can we stand up against them? If we will increase our Yiras Hashem, we will more devote to fearing Hashem, fearing His word, it will cause them naturally to fear us. If we diminish our Yiras Hashem, it causes them to diminish the fear they have in Am Yisrael, and it gives them a cheshek to start up with us. And the Sefer Yalkut Yosef Lekach brings a story from the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh was on traveling in a wagon, and he came to this dangerous area full of bandits, and the wagon driver was afraid to pass through. The Shagas Aryeh said, "Don't worry." He put on his tefillin and he sat in the front next to the driver, and he passed through there safely. Another time, this wagon driver also had to go back through this dangerous terrain, and he wore his tefillin. The wagon driver says, "Oh, it's going to be good, right?" He put on his tefillin and he got attacked. He got hijacked. So he came to Shagas Aryeh and said, "Well, what happened? You wore your tefillin, I wore my tefillin. Why is it that you were saved, I wasn't?" Said the Shagas Aryeh, very simple. Chazal tell us, "Vayiru kol amei oretz, ki Hashem Hashem nikra lecho." This is the Gemara in Brachos. Elu tefillin shebaroish. Tefillin in the head, when you see, the goyim see it, they become afraid. It doesn't say tefillin ala roish. Tefillin on the head. It's tefillin in the head. If a person has tefillin in the head, meaning he has the emunah, the message of the tefillin, which is emunah, yetzias mitzrayim, avodas hakeil, if you have it in your head, then they'll be afraid of you. If it's just on your head, it doesn't work. That's what Shagas Aryeh told him. This is the story he brings down. Okay, so the message is, if we have Yiras Shamayim, that Midah connected Midah, we transmit it to the Goyim. I'd like to share with you a beautiful idea I saw in a sefer called the Yerach LaMoyadim. What was this whole idea of the Malach coming to fight Yaakov? No Malach came to fight Avraham. No Malach came to fight Yitzchak. What happened? The Malach came to fight Yaakov. Very simple. It was the brachas. It was the Sarash Esav. Yaakov stole his brachas. He came to fight. What was so special about the brachas? What's in the brachas that Esav wanted so much? They're pretty much the same. If you look at the brachas that Yitro gave, Yitro necho Elokim mitar haShomayim shmane oretz roiv dogim v'siroish, all gashmius. And what did Yitzchak receive? So what did Esav receive? Shmane oretz yam yishavecho mitar haShomayim me'al. It's also gashmius. What's so special about the brachas that Yaakov receives that Esav was so upset about? Rabbeinu Bechaya shed light. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, there's a big difference between the bracha of Yaakov, the bracha of Esav. The bracha of Yaakov says, "V'yitin lecha Elokim, Elokim will give it to you." By the bracha Esav received of Mitar Hashamayim, there's no mention of Elokim. Hashem's name is not mentioned. So the difference being, Yaakov receives his bracha direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without mazel, without going through mazalos, without going through the sarim, whereas Esav receiving his through the mazel, through the teva. That's the big difference. V'itenech Elokim. Same thing we find, the Ramban says over here that the bracha that Yaakov received is to do with the bracha of Avram. Avram was Kel Shakai. Ramban says over there, it's not natural that if you do mitzvahs, you get tzchar. It's not natural. Why should it be? B'chukoysai tilechu. You keep the Torah, you get bracha. You don't keep the Torah, you don't get bracha. It's not natural. Why would it be? That's not natural. Because Am Yisrael, we have it direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's direct. Ki chelek Hashem amai. We're part of it. We have direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For good and for bad. If we behave ourselves, we get. If we don't behave ourselves, we don't get. Mashen Ken Esav, he goes through a sar, he goes through the teva. It's not direct. It's not kibyoch, not directly dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not direct. There's a teva he gets. He has a muzzle. And therefore, that's why, after this story, after in fact, Yaakov beats the Malach, he goes to Sukkos. Yaakov builds Sukkos. The Torah tells us that the Yomim Tovim corresponds to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham corresponds to Pesach, Shavuos corresponds to Yitzchak, Torah, and Yaakov corresponds to Sukkos because Yaakov built Sukkos. He built Sukkos with sheep, so what? Says the Gra, you know, what is a Sukkah? Says the Gra, the Teva, the Mazalos are all associated with the sun. And the Sukkah, where we have Zero, we have right cell. We're covered from the sun. In the sukkah, we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not totally on the mazalos. Ki chelek Hashem amoy. We're part of Hashem's nation. We don't live according to what the mazal. That's the idea of sukkah is. Gemara says, Ashreichem Yisrael. That when you fall, when you do well, this is more in Ksubas. Bizman she'oitzim mitzvein shemokoyim. When we do Hashem's will, no nation can touch us. And when we don't do Hashem's will, then we fall. We fall to lower than an animal. Yad behem don shel umah shvela. Says the Marsha, the Ashreichem is going in both. Ashreichem is all when you do well, and Ashreichem when you do bad. Why do we do so bad? Because we are Chelek Hashem Amoy. We're part of Hashem's nation. We have no Teva. Therefore, we don't do Hashem's will. Boom, we fall out of the matter. To the floor. Therefore, Ashreichem. Because Chelek Hashem Amoy. That was the big fight over here. And that connects to Chanukah. Enechem Chelek Beloike Yisrael. Enechem Chelek. The Yevonim are trying to fight that. Anyway, what's the message for us? The message for us that we, Am Yisrael, we are Chelek Hashem Amoy. We're part of Hashem. And therefore, we're not totally on what the world does, or what the other nations have. They have their muzzle. We call it totally on Torah mitzvahs. If we do Hashem's will, we'll do well. If we don't do Hashem's will, we'll suffer. That's the message for us. All the brachas we get is from Elokim, direct. Unlike other nations, they have muzzle. Bezad Hashem, Siyat Lishmai, in a few minutes, we're going to speak about a very sensitive topic called surrogate mothers. Very sensitive about where there's conception in one mother, birth to a different mother, and starting in these parshas, and we're going to learn from these parshas, from Rachel, from Leah, from Dina. It's all going to come up from here. It's I was offered to speak in the shul where I live. I told the gabba, okay, you asked me yesterday. I said, okay, I'll speak. No, don't speak about that. No, thank you. But I feel over here we can. So, okay, so in 5 minutes' time, thank you very much. Bye bye.